We are so excited that you are here to listen to the Script Cake Podcast.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We want to help you develop your idea into a great screenplay. And who knows, maybe you'll write the next big blockbuster.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah!
Well, there's always a chance, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. Are you ready to learn about screenwriting?
Yes, Will Steinberg!
All right, then. Let's get started. Enjoy. Welcome to the Script Cake Podcast, episode 82. I am your host, Lavinder Gill, and this week I really want to talk about the first impression. The first impression that your character makes on the audience. And what's different about this is that I don't actually figure out my first impression until I know what the final impression is. It may sound backwards to you, but I think it's imperative that you design it this way so that your character has an arc and your story is cohesive from beginning to end. And so oftentimes I'll think about if I'm writing a movie, let's just be very transparent and generic and say I want to write a secret agent movie about this person who evolves to become this amazing secret agent. So by the end of the movie, I know 99.9% of the time, they're going to be a James Bond-like character, a Jason Bourne-type character, a character that's suave and debonair and cool and has a neat line, the perfect line to say right at the right time, sometimes cheesy, but still. And they're going to be athletic and they're going to be, confident, and they're going to have all the elements that a really cool secret agent would have. So now that's the final impression. Now I can go back to the beginning and go, okay, well, who was this person before that? In essence, what is the opposite of that? What is the opposite of the final impression? So that if I have someone starting the movie one way, that's the opposite of where they're going to end the movie. By definition, there has to be a character arc there. There has to be growth. There has to be evolution. And so just by choosing that ending point and the beginning point, I have a very clear line, a very clear arc that goes on. And, this goes for any movie that you want to talk about. I love talking about Spider-Man at the end. He's responsible. He walks away from the love of his life because her life may be in danger if they're together. The ultimate responsibility, giving up the one person you love more than anyone else. That's responsible. Well, what's the opposite of that? How do we open the movie? Okay, and we open the movie with Peter Parker being late for the bus for school. It may seem innocuous. It may seem like not a big deal, but you're clearly showing that this person cannot even get to the bus on time, the ultimate sign of being irresponsible. Okay, I deal with that on a daily basis. We have a carpool and there are certain kids that aren't going to show up on time. But here's the deal. They're going to figure it out eventually. Something's going to happen and they're going to realize, oh, I got to be more responsible. Right now, there's no consequences. Okay. And that's how the movie starts. The character is irresponsible. And there is your character arc from irresponsibility to responsibility. It's kind of black and white. And again, this applies to all successful movies. If you've ever seen Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the movie opens with them in therapy and the doctor asks them, when's the last time you guys had sex? When's the last time you slept together? And they both have to look at each other and think about it because, they're actually lying to each other and that's seeped into their life and, they're pulling apart. And the very last scene of the movie is they're in a therapist's office again. And Brad Pitt is demanding, asks us a question. He wants to talk about when's the last time they've had sex because they've stopped lying to each other and now they've evolved and they're stronger together. Even though they literally had their house blow up and everything go wrong that could go wrong, through all of it, they've come out as a stronger couple. Clear character arcs. So when you were designing your story and trying to figure out where to start with your protagonist, what you actually need to be doing is figure out where to end with the protagonist and then go to the opposite of that and you will have a built-in character arc. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to the Script Cake podcast. I am your host, Lavender Gill. If you have a screenwriting question, please feel free to forward it to info@scriptcake.com, and we may feature your question on a future podcast. If you'd like to know more about me, please check out my website, lavender.com, lavinder.com, to see where I'll be speaking, presenting, and to get more information on my book, Script Cake Secrets, the top 10 mistakes novice screenwriters make and how to fix them. Until next time.